This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou katoa, nā mahare mai. I'm Marlena Curtis from Marlena's Kitchen, as you know the program, Cooking with Love on Prime Television. I now do a wonderful show called Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between, sponsored by MK Spice, the rather nice, award-winning. Now, in the studio with me today, I have Martina Murray, who is another award-winning, Aotearoa artisan brand, Blue Petal. Now, you may say, oh, what does she do? Well, she's going to tell you in a minute. However, let me tell you this. She has her own farm in Taranaki. All the money stays here in Taranaki, which is amazing. I have been out to her farm. It's stunning. She does many different programs out there. It's relaxing. It's soothing. What's not to like? Absolutely stunning. We are truly blessed to have such a person of stature in our midst. And I am so honoured to be working with Martina Murray from Blue Petal. Now, Martina does know a little bit about my show. We always talk about coffee. She's not a coffee drinker, but that's okay. It's a hot drink that we're talking about. What's your favourite hot drink, my darling?
Good morning, Marlena.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure being here and having a cup of herbal tea with you today.
Wonderful. And what's your herbal tea of choice?
I can't say that I have one. Presently, it's lemon verbena.
Lovely.
It's something enjoyable throughout the day. But here at Blue Petal, we usually start the day with an Oxymel. And that's my award-winning finalist, turmeric and ginger infusion in vinegar with honey. That it's good for you. It wakes you up, it starts the day, and very enjoyable.
Now, I have to say, I have tried this myself. Now, I'm not a turmeric lover. It doesn't agree with me that well. It makes me get really, really hot. However, the blending of this product is so fine. That's why it's award-winning. Absolutely stunning. It's delicious. And you will soon see it on many of our shelves throughout Taranaki. Now, let me ask you this, Martina, because obviously you're a genius, just like myself. And as I'm the queen of spice, as we all know, or Mama Malena, depending if you're under the age of 35, of course. How did you come up with your award-winning flavour?
We do have a few options and combinations, but because that's what the public needs, that's what public wants, that was something that I offered as an option to award-winning selection this year.
How many did you put forward? And the selection is, that's New World, what was it actually called again? Because people who are listening may not know what you're talking about. Just let them know.
It's 2005 Food Awards. It was done in Palmerston North. At this stage, we are at the finalist level, and by mid-October, we'll know the final results. I submitted four products, and two were awarded finalist rewards.
That's amazing. What was the second one?
The second one is Kawa Kawa Ginger. Oh. Oxymel. That's another very popular.
I love ginger. Yeah. Absolutely love ginger. And just for people who do not know, and I know Martina's going to explain, but in my culture, in the West Indian culture, Jamaican culture, my mother always had ginger and garlic. These are medicinal, natural medicinal. I'll let Martina speak more about that because this is some of the stuff that she has in her products that goes back to being old school. When I say old school, I'm talking about before all these other vitamins that are put together for you. But don't get me wrong, I use those myself as well. But here's the thing, to start my day, I go old school. Martina, tell us some of the properties and benefits, please.
Talking about the old school, my product was initially based on fire cider. And fire cider is a name made by famous American herbalist Rosemary Gladstar, and based on the Amish culture and their healthy living. That's from the Western side and old school and old tradition. On the other side, we have Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, and from their side, the same infusion in vinegar of herbs, depending on which herbs we use, together with honey. That combination is called oxymel. So old school, as Marlena said, is very old. It's thousands of years old, and we now find how good it is. It has the benefits of apple cider vinegar, benefits of honey, and benefits of herbs infused in it. Will it be the turmeric for your inflammations and joint problems? Will it be ginger, which is a succulent, digestive, all body tonic? Will it be the kawa kawa, our local traditional, especially here in Taranaki? So we have benefits that it's not only aiming one problem or issue that we can need to deal with, it's a whole body tonic.
And did you hear that? A whole body tonic. And the best thing about this is that you know that it's made from scratch. Martina does this herself. She has all the certificates that you need to have things made at home. I've been to her farm. I've been into her greenhouse where we have done a collaboration. So one of my rubs, the medium heat one, is a new one out, and it has Martina's own peppers. Which pepper is it?
Rocoto.
There you go. Pepper in it. And it's stunning. And also this wonderful dip.
Very spicy.
It is very spicy. I use gloves and goggles, and I dehydrate and then zhuzh, or I actually pickle them and put them into this wonderful dip that I've made that Leva from Leva F Creations absolutely adores, and Judy the nurse adores. And you haven't tried it yet.
No, it's a new product.
If I do say so myself, I'm a genius. But you see, here's the thing, what you have to understand about us artisan producers is that we do need all of you to continually buy our products. We need
Enjoy products.
Well, they will enjoy when they bought them, but they have to buy them to enjoy them. They need that. We need that because, again, as once again, the money stays here. But the thing is with artisan, Martina, explain to us what made you go into this industry. How did you get the idea of this, because it's pretty fascinating. And then the farm, and you grow things and you make this, and tell everybody, because you do honey.
Infusions in honey, yes.
Infused honey, you do the vinegar with the infused with all your herbs. Tell us how you came up with this amazing award-winning idea.
Yes, right. How did I come to it? It started long time ago in my grandmother's garden, where I was a chief strawberry picker. And love of cooking, where there is a need of a pinch of this and a little bit of that and dash of something, the way how grandmothers are teaching little ones. Then I got lost in life and oil industry that was so stressful and very dynamic that taught me an options of infusing and importance of de-stressing and living closer to the land, which I achieved more than 10 years ago, where that followed as working with the land, growing your own herbs, having your health supported with what you grow. And then I discovered the apprenticeship about herbal development. And that opened the eyes to what I can do now. It was the basics like everything else, but it's a puzzle in your life journey. And that's where I'm at the moment.
How long have you had Blue Petal as a company?
It's coming to a year five, and to me it looks like a long time. And I could have done much more if I had a bigger head to all the heads that I need to carry, not only from growing herbs, creating the products, social marketing, financing, advertising, but having a group of wonderful friends here in Taranaki. It's a lovely little network that works together, helps each other, and that makes it worthwhile and successful from day to day.
Well, just so you know, the usually in business, it takes at least, it used to be 3 to 5 years. Now I would say it's closer to 4 to 8 years because we've had COVID. So it's a blessing you're still here. A lot of people are not still here because of COVID. The businesses went. So we're hanging on, which is a wonderful thing. Getting an award like that, I mean, remember, you survived COVID. So to me, it's like it's only 2 years. Because 3 years, we were in, out. We were applying to. Yes? So you be a little bit kinder to yourself. Your product is amazing. It's all about timing, and it will get to where it's going to. But I do understand what you're saying, and I do believe that New Zealand has and is been made up of small businesses. Now we're made up of solopreneurs. So small business is something entirely different to a solopreneur. A solopreneur, it may be an N-word or a buzzword, but it's very true. It means you're on your own. Literally, you do everything by yourself. You wear all the hats. That's why it's important for anyone that has an amazing idea, get alongside either someone that's already 6 months to a year, 2 to 3 years ahead of you. Get in with the marketing crew, media, sit down, talk. Get in with Venture Taranaki, get in with the Business Chamber of Commerce. All these places are there to help us. When we do collaborations, that's the best way to go. I've collaborated with Martina. I've collaborated with the wonderful Chilies out in Harua Chilies. It's amazing. So when you collaborate, then you've got two bites of the apple. Because that person all of a sudden is also promoting your business. So when we collaborate together, it's empowerment for all of us. I'm excited by Martina's product, and you can hear it in my voice. Why? Because it's amazing and it works. It's a lot of products are out there and they make all these claims. Unfortunately, that's what it is. It's just claims and then usually they hit and miss. Blue Petal, she stands by her products. I'm Marlena Curtis from MK Spice. They're rather
nice.
Thank you. Stand by her products as well because I've tried them, I've used them. Absolutely stunning. And I will put on my Facebook page, we're going to have quite a few quizzes and giveaways, and I will be sponsoring Blue Petal on my page, doing a little write-up on my page, award-winning, especially when this is because we can't print it until it's over, till they've done the actual final thing in October. So we'll do a whole write-up about you, Martina. We will push you on MK Spice, they're rather nice, on our page. And I think what's really exciting is this is from Taranaki people. We have the most amazing, amazing artisan products. And to have with me today an award winner finalist, I don't think people understand how hard it is. We have brands out there that have been going for years and years. They didn't make it. I entered a few years back, quite a few years ago, with mild, just one. It did not make it through. And everybody's going, because it wasn't the right time. Now I'm an award winner. It's the right time. It's all about timing. Do not feel let down. Do not get distressed because it's coming.
Thank you.
It's coming, Martina. I'm telling you, it's coming. You have to believe. Trust me. It's stunning. So even Olena, who's our producer for today, she's doing all our filming. She's doing all of our work for technology because I'm absolutely useless at it. But Martina has her own show as well. Your show is called?
Herbal Wisdom on Tuesdays here at Access Radio 104.4.
There you go. You heard it. Say it again.
Herbal Wisdom with Martina on Access Radio 104.4 FM, Tuesdays at 5.
And you get to hear all about
what's happening with blue petal, herbs, herbal properties, gardening, beekeeping, sustainable backyards, Taranaki, and everything in between.
There you go. Now, the other thing is, what I need to talk to you about, is you've got something new. You've got something new coming through. You explained to me briefly before. So we were talking a little bit earlier, just before the show started, about you have some new products coming out. Could you explain to us some of those new blends that you've got coming? No. Cut. I thought you said something new. I've read that. So we were talking briefly outside. Of course, the festival's already been and gone. I know you're doing a heap of things around that, but it's not just at the festival, is it? You have classes at your farm. If you could just explain to us some of the classes that you offer.
Blue Petal starts with growing the herbs, making and creating the products, but a big part of Blue Petal is passing, reawakening the knowledge of herbs, herbal wisdom, and how to apply it in a daily basis. It can be done through the classes, through the workshops, through Herbal Wisdom Access Radio program here in Taranaki. And it's very popular. We had a few tutors knowledgeable in their area. Will it be the sauerkraut making, or will it be the cheese making, or will it be me doing workshops about the herbs, how to use them, or herbs used in medicinal approach towards supporting digestion, our respiratory problems, winter time. One of the Access Radio programs that are coming is about detox. It's something that we all try and think about, but knowing and having a little bit more awareness of the herbs that can support us is something that Blue Petal is passionate about.
And that's something that's really important. When we are, unfortunately, most things that we buy have stabilizers in, and for a start, that's not good for us. But the stabilizers are in there, otherwise there'd be nothing on shelf because everything would just go off. So when you have artisan products, our artisan products usually don't carry any of the, what I call the video nasties. Usually it's all geared towards health. What I love about the classes, as Martina mentioned, that she has different tutors coming out there. But as I said before, the scenery is stunning. You go out there to relax and, oh my goodness, you will just pay to see the scenery as something else. Walking around the farm, it's, to me, for someone who's not a gardener, it looks like a lot of hard work. Having said that, people who do not know how to blend spices think that's a lot of hard work. I actually spoke to a chef, she was a chef for 6 years, and she said she never got a handle on spices. It was either too hot or had no taste at all. So it's something that I truly believe it's a gift that you've been given, whatever you believe in. And I truly believe that as you're following that gift and that path, it's leading you on different tours and different ways. For people to get a hold of you, what is the best route? How do they find you?
That's probably something that I need to be either louder or find the ways to spread that awareness, and that I'm so grateful to be here with you. Who knows? I do have a website. It's bluepetalnz.com. I do have the
Sorry, did you hear that, everybody? It's Blue Petal, and spout is in blue, and petal, no strange spellings there.
NZ.
And it's one word, https://bluepetalnz.com.
NZ.
aotearoa.com. That's the address to go straight to the website. And then you also have
Facebook and Instagram.
And also, anybody out there on barter cards, is on barter cards, you can actually use your barter card dollars, yay, to spend with Martina. We will be doing a lot more workshops together. We're going to start working out. And also what we're doing is a Taranaki gift basket, which Martina will be in with Blue Petal. And Leva F Creations, MK Spice, Sid Sauce, and Chocolatier. So we're looking very forward to that. It'll be the first one of its kind. I'm a genius! We're now coming to the end of the show. I would like to say a very huge thank you to Martina from Blue Petal for your excellence.
Thank you, Marlena. It's lovely being here with you.
And once again,
and all the best.
Congratulations Thank for you. Being a finalist award winner for the food competition 2025. Ka kite anō, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.